Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with board members and artists, Joanne Worley and Mike York from Art Domestique, about programs and classes that are available.
How many contests do you do throughout the year, or is that kind of a new venture?
No, we have several shows, and we offer first, second, third. Probably the most popular one, though, is the En Plein Air, and that's the second weekend in June. And it's really a fun event. These artists come from all over, well, parts of Iowa, as far as Des Moines. And
out of state from Illinois also.
Yes.
And Missouri.
Wow, so some far travelers for a contest. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is for people that might not know?
En plein air is a term used that began with the Impressionists in France, and where they would go outside to paint. Up to that time, artists usually painted indoors, but they wanted to capture the light. And so that is now a big thing in the country. A lot of contests are plein air, and artists go outside and see what they can capture in a set amount of time.
And people then can maybe watch some artists actually create the art then,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, we encourage it.
So what's your next, then, contest coming up?
This is the members' show.
Well, we actually don't...
We don't give
prizes. We have prizes. Three shows that we do prizes for. And the first one would be the photography show. The second is the En Plein Air. And the third is the small works competition at the end of the year.
Okay.
And the rest of our shows are scheduled with artists who come in, and we focus mainly on their art here on our south wall.
And for up-and-coming artists, maybe, too.
Yes, and we also have a budding artist show that is for area students and contingent counties. They may take part in a show, and that runs in April. We do give prizes for that, but it's not monetary prizes.
Oh, sure, sure. I think that's more just about the experience and entering into a show in general,
yes,
especially at that age, trying something new, getting out of your comfort zone. And I also saw on your website that you offer classes. That's kind of neat. Can you tell me a little bit about those and what you offer?
Thus far, we've offered pastels. We've had several of those in. We've had several oil painters come in. We had a scratch artist come in last year, and she will be in again this year to do gouache painting. We've had fiber artists who do dyeing on silk. We do private watercolor lessons.
Sketch.
And we have a sketch club.
Very cool. So lots of opportunities. And do people need to sign up for those classes in advance, or how would somebody go about signing up for that class, for those classes?
You would just call the office here, or email them, or stop in and go ahead and register, get all the information you want. We do have one other class that we offer that is free, and that is our open studio that is done every Tuesday. And that is where we are encouraging people who have art projects of almost any type to bring them in, and we have staff who are experienced, and they can help them, guide them through finishing the project, or if they want to come in and learn something new, they can come in also.
Very neat. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about Art Domestique or classes or just anything in general? What would you like the community to know, I should say?
Well, for nearly every show, we do have a meet and greet reception, and it's open to the public. Come in and just view the art.
And then at the reception dates, frequently you can meet the actual artists and talk to them. In fact, with the photo show that Mike York just judged, we were able to go along and talk to each one of the photographers to see what inspired them and where they were photographing.
Very cool.
So it's a close contact. You learn a lot. You get a lot of personal information on the subject.
Very neat.
And sometimes we have had actually a demonstration by the artist, so you get to see an artist at work.
Which is even cooler, because I know, just personal experience, I haven't been able to witness that a lot, and I can only imagine from like beginning to finish what that process in its entirety, just amazing.
John Preston from Fairfield is so used to demonstrating that he can do a complete painting in about an hour. Not a giant one, but
yeah.
Yes, which is wonderful because you get to see the techniques and the colors, and if you're paying attention, you can find out how that artist thinks.
Very cool. Well, unless there's anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we'd like to thank our patrons, Richard Gilmore and his wife, Robin Plattenberger Gilmore, for allowing us to use this space, because as a nonprofit, we don't really earn very much money, and they are very good to us, and we appreciate it.
Thank you so much for talking to me about Art Domestique and everything you have to offer.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Joanne Worley and Mike York joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the programs and classes that are available through Art Domestique, Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.